a small flat-bound craft with oars, you know, that you might have on a lake for fishing.
The boat.
What would you call it?
Boat.
No special kind?
No.
Okay. The covering for a pillow.
Sleep.
Alright. If a woman has some beads around her neck, you'd say she certainly has a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
Okay. If two men are fighting and one of them beats the other one very soundly, what would you say? He really what him?
Beat him up.
How else could you say that?
That's just about the way it is. Yeah, just beat him up for a bit.
Can you think of any colorful way to say that?
Okay. No, nothing. I'll just say really hurt that man or some way like
okay.
that.
When a man gets down like this, you say he's down on what?
Hunker.
No, he's hunkers.
Okay.
What's another way to refer to a stingy person? You might say he certainly is a...
Griper.
Huh?
Griper.
Stingy?
Stingy, call it griper. Old way.
That means he doesn't want to turn loose his
no,
money, huh?
No, too griping.
Well, any other way to refer to a stingy person?
Tightwad.
Okay. Why are you laughing?
That'd be all right, too.
Okay. Suppose a woman is dressed in funny-looking clothes that you think are bad taste. You'd say she certainly is...
tacky.
Okay. When you put on good clothes, what do you call that?
Fixed up nice.
Okay. Any other way to say it besides fixed up?
Duty do. That's the old
way. Okay. An old person that's very lively, you might say, he certainly is, or gets around well, certainly is what for his age?
Right.
I know we can't speak it.
What?
Liver? He's liver.
No,
he could be spry, he could be liberty, or he could be... I don't know.
Can you think of anything else? Okay. A bird that makes a hole in a tree with its bill.
Peckerwood.
Alright. An insect that jumps real high in the grass.
Grasshopper.
Okay. If somebody cuts diagonally across a field, you'd say he's going what across the field?
Crossways.
Or any other way to say that?